Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. He's silent before him. Amen. I ask Reverend Zeitz, she will lead us in prayer this morning.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, our God, as once again we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace this morning, thanking you for another day, O God. Yes. For this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
We thank you, God, this morning for the new mercies of this day, O God.
Yes.
We thank you for your grace, O God, your faithfulness unto all of us, O God. Yes. Father, you have been good to us, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts and with praise on our lips, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Father God, even though it's raining outside, mm-hmm. God. But that's okay, oh God.
Yeah.
We thank you, oh God, for the sunshine, for the rain. We thank you for everything.
Yes.
Because in everything your word tells us we're to give thanks, oh God. And
yes.
So, God, we're thanking you this morning and we're praising you this morning, God, because we know that it could have been the other way, God.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw fit, God, to allow us to still be able to be in this land of the living, Father God. And so, Father, we come this morning, oh God, thankful hearts, oh God, grateful
yeah.
hearts,
yeah.
oh God. And so, Father, we pray this morning for this branch of Zion called Heart of God Baptist
yes.
Church. We pray, oh God, for those that are absent this morning,
mm-hmm.
Father God. We pray this morning, Father God, for those that are listening, oh God, by phone, or those that are looking by Facebook or whatever medium they are listening by, oh God. God, we thank you this morning, Father God, that you never left us, God, that you've always been with
yes,
us, Father
Lord.
God. You've never forsaken us, Father God. We have blessed you, Father, but
oh,
you've
Lord.
Never left us, Father.
Amen.
And so, Father, we thank you this morning, Father God. Thank you, oh God, for allowing me to be able to walk in your
well,
strength on
well,
today, oh
well.
God. Oh God, for great is thy faithfulness unto
yes.
you, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, we pray, oh God, for our pastor this morning, Father
yes.
God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to lead God and direct him, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to give him the strength of stamina and the perseverance, oh God, to stand strong and mightily in you, oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, we pray for our First Lady, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for
yes.
touching her physical body,
yes.
oh God.
Yes.
Father God, we ask that you will continue to station your angels around her, Father, as she goes
yes.
back to school
yes.
to stay, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we pray for all the school children today, oh God, as
yes.
they go to school
yeah.
each and every day. Oh God, be with them, oh God, on the way home from school to school, oh God, and when they get home, oh God. Bless them, Father God, when they walk in the streets, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, put a shield of protection around them, Father God. It's only you can, Father God.
Yes.
Father, we pray for the teachers and the administrators, oh God, this morning, oh God. We pray for those in hospitals and nursing facilities this morning, oh God.
Yes.
We ask that your healing virtues will flow, oh God, throughout. Oh, God, the universe this morning, oh, God.
Yes.
Father God, keep us, Father God, as the apple of your eye, Father God.
Yes.
Oh, God, somebody today, oh, God, is wounded in spirit, oh, God.
Yes.
Somebody today, God, needs you for one thing, and somebody might need you for another.
Yes.
But whatever the need might be this morning, oh, God, we know that you will supply every one of our needs,
yes.
Father God,
thank
according
you.
To your riches, oh, God, in glory,
yes.
Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning, Father God. We pray for all of your churches and all your angels that you place in each one of your households of worship this morning,
yeah.
Father God. Father God, we pray for all of your servant leaders this morning, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, we just thank you, Father God. Help us, Father God, to continue, oh, God, to be prayer warriors, Father God, to stay on the wall, Father God. Yes. Father God, there is so much going on, Father God, in the world today. Not only in the world today, God, but there are things going on in our own personal lives, Father God, that sometimes we just don't understand, Father God. But, Father God, your son, Brian, said, we'll understand it, Father God. By and by, when the morning comes, by and by. Lord, we thank you this morning, Father God. We bless your name this morning. We thank you for your word this morning because we know that your word is true, power, and strength. We thank you for your anointing because your anointing destroys every yoke, Father God. And so, Father, we ask that you will break the yokes on today, Father God. Father, we thank you, Father God, and we bless your name today, oh God. Father God, we love you and we adore you, and we thank you for this opportunity, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to come and to have a talk with you this morning. But just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name this morning, Father God. Oh God, keep us, oh God, unified as one body in Christ, Father God. And we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these things, all of these things, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thanks, amen. Fervent prayer. Amen.
Amen.
God, amen. Still answering our prayers. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I know him as a prayer answering God. Amen. We know that. Amen. You can take everything to the Lord in prayer. Amen. When you begin to start taking these things to the Lord in prayer, amen, we have to learn to leave them there. I'm meddling now. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we have a tendency to take it to the Lord, and when the Lord don't move as fast as we want him to, amen, somebody, we won't pick it up again. Amen. And try to deal with it on our own, amen. But I learned, amen. God don't need no help, amen. If he can make this earth and this heaven in just 7 days, amen, I'm sure he can handle whatever issue we're dealing with in our lives, amen. And so we thank God that he's still a prayer answering God, amen. By which the man should always pray and not faint, amen. We should pray and don't pray amiss, amen. But we got to learn to take everything to God in prayer, amen. I thank God today that he allowed us to make it from last Sunday to this Sunday.
Amen.
Sometimes we take it for granted, amen, that tomorrow is going to come. Amen, amen. But the songwriter said, tomorrow is our promise, amen. So there is to help me to take it what? One day at a time. Amen. Sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. Help me today. One day at a time. Yesterday gone. Tomorrow may never be mine. The Lord for my sake. Help me today. One day what? Anytime. And that's all we can do. Amen. One day at a time. We can't get in a hurry when we trust God, amen, to understand that he's going to be right there with us, and we can lean and depend on him. There's a song, amen, I was thinking about, amen, when we were preparing for our sermon for today, and titled Amazing Grace. And you can find it in your hymnal 135, but most of y'all know that song. Amen. Somebody is saying it in your life, amen, whether it was in church or someone in your family, amen. And every now and then you find yourself humming it or singing it, amen, when you realize, amen, that it was only God's grace while we're still here today, amen. And many times we've gotten in airplanes and going down the busy road. There was a train derailment up in Maryland yesterday, and somebody got hurt, amen, and there's all kind of things, floods and weather issues, amen, and people saying that they were delivered, they were spared because of God's grace, amen,
Every now and then I'll hum this song. I find myself humming it, amen. A lot of times when you're on your job, amen, they don't want you to, you know, sing or talk about religious stuff. So every now and then I find myself, Dr. Lindsay, humming, humming some spiritual songs, amen. Somebody knows it, they'll know what I'm talking about. If they don't know it, they just think I'm just humming a song. I'll hum this one, amen. If y'all don't mind, you can hum and sing along with me, amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Mm-hmm.
to hum it to yourself. And you realize that it was nobody but God's grace that allowed you to make it to today. Amen.
Thank you.
And that God was faithful down through the years. Amen. And God bless you with another day. Amen. Songwriter said, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I've seen. All I have needed, Lord have mercy. God's hand has provided. And great is God's faithfulness. Amen. Toward all of us. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad that every morning God doesn't give me some leftover mercy. Come on, Dr. Sight. But every morning God gives you some brand new mercies. Amen. Some stuff that you ain't never seen before. Amen. And the next thing I know, I begin to start praising God, Dr. Lindsay. Amen. Because of God's new mercy. Amen. That I'm still able to inhale. Come on now. And I'm still able to exhale. And God's word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And if God woke you up this morning with a finger of love, amen, and presented you with some new mercies, if God stationed his angel around you all night long and didn't allow any thieves to break in, amen, that you had a place to lay down last night, that Ophelia's reign didn't get in your house, amen, that you didn't need an umbrella, that you were able to sleep in a bed, amen, that was reasonably comfortable, amen, and early this morning, your eyes flew open and you were able to have a reasonable portion of health and strength. That's God's amazing grace. And the songwriter says, that's why I will tell you, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And when you begin to exalt his name together, amen, the spirit of the living God will fall fresh in his face. The spirit of the living God, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of the living God, will begin to move on the altar of your heart, and you'll begin to praise God with your whole heart. You'll begin to start with a thank you, God, for what you've done. Thank you, God, for how you kept me. Thank you, God, for how you made a way. Thank you, God, for how you healed me. Thank you, God, for keeping me in my right mind. Thank you, God, for keeping food on my day. Thank you, God, for keeping shelter over my head. Thank you, God, that I can put one foot in front of the other. Thank you, God, that I can say hallelujah. Thank you, God, that I know you in the free parting of my sin. Thank you, God, that I know about your amazing grace. Thank you, God, for all the things that you have done down through the years. It just takes, amen, just a little bit of praise, amen. It don't take a whole lot of folk to praise him. The Bible said with two or three gathered in his name that he'll be in the midst. So I thank God, amen, that his faithfulness, amen, will meet you where you are. His faithfulness, his amazing grace will meet you where you are, amen. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as a star, amen, we'll have no less days, amen, to praise our God than when we first was begun. I want you to be encouraged this morning, church. God's grace, his amazing grace, is sufficient for all of our lives. Amen. So I say I'll be singing it. I will be singing. I'll be humming it in the hallway, humming it in the stairway. Somebody going to know about God's amazing grace. Amen. We thank God for having a relationship. We got to have a relationship with God. Amen. Where you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is real, that his amazing grace, amen, has brought you safe thus far, and his amazing grace will lead you home, amen. And that's one of the old favorites of the church, amen, where you realize, amen, that you haven't been all good all your life, amen. And there's some times where you fell down and bumped your head. Come on now. The record declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but the gift of God, God's grace, amen, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. They might have somebody in here today. that has a testimony, man, about God's amazing grace. We're going to start over here. Amen. Bless you.
Bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the power of his Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And thank God for his amazing grace. And this morning, as we talked about the woman that was caught in adultery.
Yeah.
And she, hallelujah, through the grace of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus gave her something. He gave her forgiveness. He gave her love. He gave her mercy. And he gave her a little more grace.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind thought about, I too was an adultery because I had not always served the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I had not been true to God. And so if it had not been for Jesus' compassion,
yeah,
when I was lost and didn't know which way to go, if he had not been compassionate upon me, where would I be this morning? But see, Jesus didn't cast a stone, but Jesus cast some love.
Yeah.
Jesus cast some mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He cast some forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that's why I can glorify him this morning. That's why I can come to the white covered table this morning.
Yes.
I don't take it for granted because it was his blood,
yeah,
that he shed for my righteousness. And I praise God this morning because without the blood of Jesus, where would I be this morning? So I thank God this morning that he gave me a second chance. Not that I deserve it, because he is good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
But surely he is
yes.
awesome God.
Yes.
Thank God. He's a great
thank
God.
You.
Yeah.
I thank God
thank
for
you.
His amazing grace.
Thank
this morning.
Come on now.
I thank God that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
I thank God that he is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. And I thank God this morning because he is a good God.
Yeah.
He is a mighty God.
Yeah.
He is an awesome God.
Yeah.
He's everything that we need him to be in our lives. So I thank God this morning for my church family, for my pastor and first lady. I thank God for my family that's in Atlanta and my family that's here.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for who he is and what he has done in my life, in the lives of my family, my children, my church family, my pastor and first lady, because God is just good
all the time.
And all the time God is good. And so I give him glory today. I give him honor today. And I give him praise today because he is worthy.
Worthy.
I said he's worthy.
Worthy.
To be praised on today. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Well, got a testimony this morning. Amen. About God's grace. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I just thank God.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like singing a song, remind me of my mom.
Yeah.
Song, she's the same.
Yes.
I just thank God for this. And press forward.
Yes.
Just forgiving God. I thank God for that. And I thank God for just being who he's able to be.
Yes.
He's come to me. And you know, like you said, you know, that's your sin. He'll forgive you.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Thank God for being.
Yeah.
Come on, first lady. Good morning, first lady.
Good morning, heart of God. The God is the Lord for his grace and his mercy. I just thank the Lord for his grace and mercy every day. And most important, thank him for, in Sunday school, we talk about the finger. But in the morning, he touches us with a finger of love.
Yeah.
So thank the Lord for touch this morning.
Yeah.
That I was able to wake up,
hallelujah,
find myself through all her calm and danger, and I was in my right mind, and I was able to clothe myself. And
thank you.
I pray for those who are able to get up and do that every day, and still pray for those who might not be able to move and stand. But, you know, as long as we live, we all want to have those trying moments where one day we move fast, next day we may not.
Right.
But God said his grace and his mercy is sufficient.
Yes.
So regardless of what we're going through, his grace and his mercy is sufficient. I pray that everyone have a blessed week. As they say, stay dry. But the Lord knows what he's doing. We needed this rain.
That's right.
So that's why it's raining. And it's just a joy just to see it rain. So I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for Heart of God Baptist Church family.
Yeah.
We just one body in Christ.
Yes, we are.
You know, that's all we are, one body in Christ. And I thank the Lord. And he's just going to keep on, keep on, and keep on keeping up.
Yes.
So you all have a blessed week. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses. I love you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Here's somebody online. Testimony this morning. Going to go to a caller. Last four digits. 617611. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. You just don't know when you're going to lay down and you're going to get up the next day. Next day is never promised to you. Just say, thank you, Father. You gave us a second chance to get up off the ground and praise your holy name. I had a sister that's only two of us left out of 15 children, and only one that could have left yesterday and set herself on fire. And the Lord touched her this morning, and she healed, and she ain't burned up all the way, but she's living and she's on the ground. He said, thank you, God, being so good to us. You have brought us a mighty long way. And it's praise the Lord that he let me get up this morning and say, and be able to talk and say, good morning, Father. I want to thank you for being so good to us. You watched over yesterday and the day before that and gave us another second chance to stay above the ground and praise your holy name. We said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us that you have brought us a mighty long way. We said, thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. For your testimony this morning. Good morning to Deacon Bryce. Amen. If you're out there being faithful to God. Thank God. Amen. For everyone that continues to pray one for another and have concern and care one for another. Amen. It's so important that we prove, amen, that we are God's disciples, the followers of Jesus. Jesus said that people and men would know, amen, that we are the Lord's disciples if we have love one for another, amen. So we have to continue to demonstrate that love so that people will see that we're a peculiar people, amen. And we have a type of love, a type of compassion, amen, about us, amen, that emulates our Heavenly Father, amen, amen. We get ready to go to the Lord in prayer today. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer. Continue to pray for our country, particularly our United States of America. We're on the verge of having another one of those government shutdowns. Amen. And, pray for all of the Congress senators and House of Representatives and all of the folks that are involved in making and shaping legislation that will keep the government funded, amen. But we know there's enough tax dollars going out, amen, and they should be able to come to agreement on anything like that. But I'm sure people are stressing over their jobs, over their situations all over the world, amen, because of the necessity of this country to keep funding, amen, funding. So pray for them, pray for our men and women in uniform. Pray for all of our teachers and students. Pray for our local and state, federal government. Pray for all the bus drivers and all the folks involved with helping to keep our nation afloat and running. Amen. From the least to the greatest. Amen. We pray that God will continue to bless them and provide for them. Dr. Lindsay.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you because you have brought us to another Sunday, to your house of worship, where we can praise you and give you the glory. We thank you, Father, that during this time, Father God, that you have not left us nor failed us, but you've always been with us. And so, Father God, we thank you for your divine presence. We thank you, Father God, for your darling son, Jesus. And we thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We thank you for your word of truth and righteousness, oh God. And Father God, as you look on every heart, Father God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that if you see anything that's not pleasing this morning, that thou will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us, Father, I pray that you will draw us nearer and nearer to your cross, oh God, that it will be less and less of us and more of you, Christ Jesus, living for us. We thank you, Father. We thank you for just bringing us through this week and the many trials and tribulations. We thank you because of the grace and mercy that you allow us to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we deserved it, but because you loved us before we even loved ourselves. And we thank you for it this morning. And Father God, I ask then that you would just look on Pastor Kayson in a special manner. Oh God, continue to bless him. Continue to keep him as he preach your word today, oh God. I pray that your Holy Spirit, oh God, will give him divine inspiration. And Father God, as he preach the word, let him preach you with truth and clarity. Oh God, I pray that you would open up our understanding. Oh God, that we'll have spiritual eyes that we might be able to see you.
Yeah,
and spiritual ears that we might be able to hear you. And then, oh God, that we might have a heart that we might be converted, oh God.
Yeah.
That you, Lord Jesus, will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, that we might be able to tell somebody else that you are true and a living God. We thank you, Father, that you have not failed and you will not fail. And then, Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing First Lady Kayson.
Yes.
We thank you for touching her body, oh God. And we pray this week, oh God, that as you go to school, Lord Jesus, that you continue to use her for your glory. Oh God, we pray that you will touch every teacher,
yes,
every student, every parent and guardian.
Yes.
Father God, we pray for the school bus drivers and school nurses and school administrators.
Oh.
And Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would look on the sick and afflicted, oh God, and this house of worship. Father God, we pray for Trustee Randolph. And
yes.
We pray for Sister Renee. Father God, we pray for Mom and Papa Richardson. We pray for Dickie and Anita Bryce. And we pray for Sister Stephen.
Yes. Yes.
Oh God, we pray for Minister Harris, Father God. We pray that you continue to look on the First Family in a special manner. Continue to look on Anthony and his wife and Janice and her family.
Yes.
Continue to look on Trustee Henderson, Father God, and continue to look on Waikia, Father God,
yes,
and her family. Continue to look on Reverend Sykes and her family, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, we pray for Sister Helen Lee and her family. Father God, we pray for every member of the Heart of God Baptist Church. Father God, you know what we stand in the need today, Father. Continue to look on Sister Staten and Sister Redmond, Father God.
Yeah.
Minister Jameson and all your people,
yeah,
Lord,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Too many to stand here and call what you know of my name. You know what they're standing in need of this morning, Father.
Yeah.
If they need some food, give it to them, Lord,
yeah,
Jesus. If they need a roof over their head, Lord,
yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Father God, I pray that you will pay the mortgage in the rent, Father.
Yeah.
Oh, God, some people just need some peace of mind.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, we're going through so much.
Yeah.
There's strife everywhere, Father God.
Yeah.
There's killing everywhere, Father God.
Yeah.
There's flooding everywhere, Father God. So, God, we pray this morning,
mm-hmm,
Lord Jesus, that you would look down on your people. Because there's a wounded heart. There's a wounded spirit. And sometimes people don't know what to do and where to turn. So, Lord Jesus, we're praying this morning that you would bless your people, Father. We realize we sin and come short of your glory. And we have not done what you asked us to do. But I pray this morning, Father, that you will let your mercy ring down.
Yeah.
Let
down upon us, Father. Not that we are worthy, but because you are a loving and a kind God.
Yeah.
And Father God, I pray that through all this blessing, that somebody will you say, I yield. I give my life unto you, Father God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for your hand on healing. We thank you for how you continue to bless each and every member.
Yes.
And Father God, not only we pray for this church, but we pray for every church, oh God. Look on bereaved families everywhere.
Well.
Father God, I pray that you will continue to bless mankind because, Lord Jesus, we need you. And if you don't bless us, Father,
Lord,
we won't be able to make it.
Lord,
so, Father God, I pray right now, Lord Jesus, for your mercy upon every person, Father God. And, Lord Jesus, when we have done all that we can do down here, I pray that you give us a resting place in your kingdom where your name can get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And, Father God, I pray for your servant, Robert Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
I pray a special prayer for her, oh God,
that
you will be that companion and that you will be that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, God, be her strong tower and help her to hold on to your hand.
Yeah.
Not only in ministry, oh God, but in everything that our hand touch, oh God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will strengthen her, oh God. Bless her going out and her coming in, oh God. Father God, thank you. Thank you for being so merciful. And then, Father God, I pray for the rainbow celebration that we're going to have on Saturday, Father God. I pray that you continue to bless Trustee Henderson and First Lady, oh God. Father God, bless every hand that touched that program. Father God, I pray that you will look on every speaker. And Father God, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, will be in the midst. And Father God, that you and you alone, Father God, will be glorified through this program. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for blessing it. We thank you for blessing our church. And we thank you for blessing each and every member. And as we partake the Lord's Supper today, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will draw us nigher and nearer to your cross, that it will be less and less of us, and more you, Christ Jesus, living through us. And thank you, Father. Thank you so much for these and all blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Revenging, amen. Going to the Lord in prayer on our behalf. Thank God, amen. Prayer of the righteous, prayer of much, amen. Again, we don't take it for granted, amen. There are people, amen, that have been in our lives, amen. And gone to the Lord in prayer on our behalf. There are folks, amen, that are there related to you through blood or just somebody said, pray for my son or my daughter, amen. It took some time out, Lord, amen. And he allowed your name, my name, across their lips, that is able to reach the hearing ear of God, amen. And because they took their time to pray, Lord have mercy. We're here today, amen. We're able to know God, and have a relationship through God. And because somebody, somewhere, amen. I don't know if it was in the church, or out of church, or walking down the road, amen. Have mercy on that child. Have mercy on that young man, that young woman, amen. God, amen, has a way, amen, letting us know that he's still a prayer-answering God. That grandmother that might have prayed for you when you were just a wee little thing, amen. That father, amen, that called on the Lord, amen, when you were yet in your cradle, Lord have mercy. That mother that prayed while you were in the womb, amen, that you would have, amen, the ability. ability to come to a full term. Amen. And she would rub her hand over her stomach and pray, Lord, have mercy. And she was moving in the womb. Amen. That's what prayer does. Amen. Prayer has the ability, amen, of allowing God, amen, to step in. Amen. And do what is necessary. Amen. To accomplish the greater end. Amen. Of your salvation, of your well-being,
yes.
Amen, of your abundant life, amen.
Yes.
Prayer has the ability, amen, to reach across this globe, amen, to circle the globe, to touch anything and everybody, amen, and make his way to God, amen. God, through his infinite wisdom, amen, knows exactly, amen, when to unleash the new mercy. To unleash the new blessing, to allow it to be a right on time blessing. Amen. And we simply say God is an on time God. Yes, he is. Oh, have mercy. We thank God, amen, for those that prayed for us, amen. When we was a little hard headed, Lord have mercy, I'm meddling now, amen. Every now and then we get a little beside ourselves and be a little hard-headed, amen. But God has a way, amen, of breaking down that hard-headed person, amen. So we're going to look at an example of that hard-headed person, amen, in the Bible and the Gospel according to Luke today. In the Gospel according to Luke. Amen, that God is dealing with his people, and he's dealing with the Son of Man, and he's trying to get people to be a little patient with the Son of Man. Amen. The Son of Man can be someone that doesn't know God in the free parting of this end, or it can be a saved person, amen, that has fallen down and needs forgiveness. Amen. We as the church, we need to make sure, amen, that we don't look too far down our nose at the Son of Man, amen, because believe it or not, amen, we might be in the situation where the shoe is put on the other foot or the situation has flipped, amen. And so God wants us to know, amen, that he's the same God, amen. When you were saved and when you weren't saved, amen. So as we look at this thing, Luke 15 chapter, it starts with verse 8, and it says, even what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it. Goes on to say in verse 9, and when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Jesus goes on to say, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. In other words, God is saying that he is rejoicing when someone turns from their wicked ways, turns from their sinful ways, that there is a rejoicing in heaven. Lord have mercy. And I don't know about you, amen, but I think sometimes we don't rejoice enough. Amen. Last Sunday we talked about what is man that God thinks so highly of him. Lord have mercy. That he made it just a little lower than the angels, amen. And no matter where you are in God's creation, amen, God is a God that is a loving God, that he is a gracious God, that he is a compassionate God, amen. And even when we've fallen down and bumped our heads, Lord have mercy, even though we've fallen sometimes and come up short, amen, God loves us so much, amen, that he would go through extremes, amen, to get us back into the proper relationship with him. He used this example of a woman with piece of silver that lost it, and she swept the house and shined the light, amen, and found, amen, diligently, worked diligently until she found it, amen. But I'm afraid, Sister Henderson, amen, that the folk that are lost in this world and during this day and time, the Christian, amen, is not really to light a candle and shine a light and search for love. Lord have mercy. Too many times, amen, we won't light it and diligently search. We give up and we won't try to go after those that are lost. We get frustrated with the way they're acting, amen. And because they are acting up, can I say it that way, amen. We say, I'm not going to mess with it. I ain't going to waste my time lighting the candle. I'm not going to waste my time looking for them, amen, because they are acting up, amen. And acting up is not what they're supposed to do. But God says, even when you acted up, Lord have mercy, he still shined the light, amen, and he still came looking for it. The songwriter said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was what? Lost, but now what? Am found. Was blind, but now what? I see. See, God didn't give up on you. God didn't give up on me. But God shined the light in this darkness, amen, and searched the whole world, amen, that he might find that which was once lost. Have I got a witness? But it seems as if the sage folk of today, amen, have got tired of looking. Dr. Sykes has said that not only did they light a candle, but they swept the house. In other words, they went on a sweep looking, amen. And they went diligently till they found it. Lord have mercy. And I don't know, but I think sometimes we get in the building, amen, and we forget about those, amen, that aren't in the building. Lord have mercy. Have I got a witness? It gets to a point, amen, where we forget about our evangelistic outreach that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, amen, were these evangelists, amen, that went around and preached the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ. That it didn't matter where they were, that they would go and they would tell somebody about the good news of Jesus. This was the sweep of the candle. This was the sweep, amen, of the light and darkness, trying to go through the hedges and the highways and the byways to tell somebody about the good news of Jesus, that we can shine light in darkness, and that moment of time they can see Jesus for who he is. It goes on to get a little deeper. Dr. Sykes, Dr. Lindsay. It goes on and he says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. So a lot of times we're looking for the crowd. We're looking for the big moment, amen. But a lot of times it's just that one person. It's just that one somebody. It might be somebody that lives down the street. It might be somebody that lives up the road. It might be a neighbor here or a neighbor there. It might just be somebody, amen, that God is looking for, and looking for you to shine that light, to be able to sweep that area, to be able to say, do you know about Jesus, the man from Galilee? Do you know that he shed his blood and died for you and me? Do you know about this Jesus that is the Son of God, that God said he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life? But too many times we forget about that we once were lost, that we once were blind, that we once needed to be found. And so he goes on to tell another parable. I like Jesus when he tells these stories. He tells two or three of them at a time to get the point across. And in this one, it reminds us of the modern-day young person, amen. The modern-day young person, amen, that
wants to do their thing when they want to do it. Amen. And if you're a little older, amen, now in age today, amen, you can reflect back when you were a younger person, amen, and that you wanted to do things your way when you wanted to do it, amen. But you had somebody in your life, amen, that told you about the goodness of God, because some of us had parents that took us to church or dropped us off at church or told us about church or told us about God, amen. So we had a foundation, amen. Dr. Liz, we had a foundation, amen, because they knew that there was going to come a time, amen, when we began, Dr. Sykes used to say, we would start smelling ourselves, that we would get to a point, amen, where we thought thinking we were big and bad enough to do whatever we thought we were big and bad enough to do, and truth be known, we did whatever we thought we were what? Big and bad enough what to do. But there was a foundation that was laid. There was a foundation. There was a seed that was planted. There was something about the family of God that searched and swept, amen, and planted this word in your life. And whether you knew it or not, it was already a seed that had been planted in you. So whenever you got to the point where you were big and bad enough to do whatever you wanted to do, when you got to a point when God said you have gone far enough because your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your father, your mother, your brother, and prayed for you, that if you ever got to a place, amen, that you didn't, amen, belong, or you were in some kind of trouble, some kind of issue, that God's grace and mercy will follow you, amen, and prevent you, amen, from doing harm to yourself or somebody else. So here we see in verse 11, he said, a certain man had two sons. Younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. He divided it unto them, his living. Father said, okay, I'm going to give you your portion. He's a young man now, and he said, you know what's best, Lord have mercy. Anybody else been in that age, amen, when you were young, amen. You didn't want nobody to tell you what to do. And I know my mom said that if you make your bed hard, that you would have to sleep in it. Somebody else in my family said that, Lord have mercy, that if you, Lord have mercy, get to a place where you head is hard, Lord have mercy. I believe the Bible, Dr. Sykes called it stiff-necked, Lord have mercy. He said a hard head, Lord have mercy, will make us soft behind, Lord have mercy. But yet we kept going, and we got a witness. We decided we're going to try to go out and hang out with the in crowd, and we got a witness. Decided that we were going to change our fashion. Come on now. We decided, amen, we're going to try to drink it smooth in the glass. Uh-huh. And we got to witness some of us tried the things, amen, that you rolled up and stuck together, amen, and put certain type of green herbs in it. Have we got to witness some? People decided, amen, that they was going to go out with this one and that one, even though your mama or your daddy said that one or that one don't mean you no good. Have I got a witness? We decided that curfew wasn't for us, Dr. Lindsay, amen. And when they said that you needed to be home by a certain time, that was for somebody else. And we came and went and did as we pleased. Have I got a witness? We decided to stop saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and started saying yeah and what and and I don't know. And we began to start picking up these choice four-letter words. Have I got a witness? Amen. And we decided not to use the nouns and the pronouns and the adjectives, amen, that we were taught in school, but we began to start speaking our own language, amen. We began to start insulting people and calling them bees and all kinds of stuff, amen, because that was the way of the world that we thought was so attractive. Have I got a witness? And because it was attractive in the world, and it made you feel good for a little while, amen, you can continue to do those things. But I thank God, God's grace and God's mercy, amen, because of the seed that was planted and the prayers that were prayed, amen, you are only able to go but so what, so far. That's what's missing today, First Lady, amen, is a church family, amen, that will plant the seed, that will seek those that are lost, that will seek those that are in darkness, that will stand on the word of God, that will recognize that they had always been perfect, and somebody prayed for them, and somebody cared for them, and so we would reciprocate, amen, and say, I have a relationship with you, I can relate to you, because I was once lost, I once was blind, I once was in your shoes, I once was doing the same things you were doing, but I'm going to plant a seed here, and I'm going to mark her down here, amen, that God wouldn't understand, amen, that if you get so far, that his grace and mercy will kick in, amen, you will come to yourself, realize the errors of your ways, and come back, well, to God. So, he goes on, he says, verse 13, after the Father gave him their riches. And, sometimes, Dr. Sanks, you got to put them in God's hands. Sometimes you got to take your hands off of them, Dr. Lindsay. And, my mama used to say sometimes they got to go bump. Lord have mercy. Sometimes they got to go bump. Sometimes they got to go and find out for themselves. Because sometimes the things that you're saying, they're just not hearing it. They might be hearing, but they're not believing it. Amen. And the pull of the world is strong. And so after his daddy had given him his living, it says that not many days after, the young man gathered all together. He going to do it his way, right? And took his journey into a faraway country. There wasted his substance with righteousness. Sometimes, Lord have mercy, you go farther than you intend to go, Lord have mercy. Sometimes you stay longer, come on now, than you intend to stay, Lord have mercy. But I'm glad today that there's somebody with a candle, Lord have mercy, seeking the face of God. There's somebody with a broom, amen, that's sweeping away the dark. There's somebody with a prayer that's praying for you. There's somebody, amen, that's seeking the face of God and praying, God, send your grace and your mercy on my child. They don't understand, God. They think they know what they don't know. So, God, we're stretching our hands to you because we don't know any other help, God. You know it, God. And it went to a far country. They did just some righteous things. And God, you remember when we went to a far country and we did some righteous things. But God, thank God that your grace and your mercy, when we were lost, you found us. When we were blind, God, you allowed us to be able to see. Verse 14 gives us an insight into the young man's life. Verse 14, it says, and when he had spent all, Dr. Lindsay, that's when he had went bump, as my mother would say. In other words, his being in bad, Dr. Sykes, it ran out. He didn't have a penny to his name, Lord have mercy. He had spent all the money doing whatever he wanted to do, Lord have mercy. And things went from bad, come on, anybody ever been there, to worse, Lord have mercy. Not only did he have any money, Lord have mercy, or a place to stay, amen, but there arose, said, not just a little family, but a mighty family, what? In the land. And in other words, it went from bad to work. That's when the world turns on you, Lord have mercy. Somebody said, not only will they kick you, but they'll kick you when you're down. They'll turn their back on you. They'll pull the rug out from under you. They won't even think to know your name. They won't even hear who you are because they have used and abused you and turned and tricked you out. Here you said rejected and disappointed and frustrated because you fell for the schemes and the tricks of the world. Verse 15, now that's with Mr. Juanita. In verse 15 he says he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed the pigs. All of his righteous living, all of his spending his money in the world, all of his bebopping, finger popping, hanging out with the crowd. And you know when you got money, folks gonna hang around on their but that should come up a little short. They won't ask the boss, come on, that thing was gonna run the other way. Am I gonna win this? Amen. They won't act like they don't even know you. Amen. If those things went from bad to worse, he found himself feet in the pee.
Yeah.
I was at feet in the spine. And you know Jews don't mess with the pain that was considered unclean. Amen. So here you are, big and bad, did your whole thing, not even a family being hired by someone that don't know you, don't care about you, dealing with the unclean thing that God, amen, said you shouldn't be dealing with. Oh, mercy. And things went from bad to worse again. Because he realized not only was he out of money, not only had he gone farther than he wanted to go, not only did he stay longer than he wanted to stay, Lord have mercy, not only did he have a penny to his name, but not only did he find himself in the midst of a famine, not only did he find himself working for a stranger and feeding the pigs that he was not supposed to be involved with. But he realized that the pigs, Lord have mercy, were better off than he was.
Yeah.
And it would seem like to me, Lord have mercy, that somewhere along the line, amen, God, amen, was whispering in his ear. Somewhere along the line, I can hear God saying in his ear, amen. I understand that you want to do it the world's way, but why don't you come back to God? Why don't you come back to Jesus? Why don't you come back to the things that your daddy told you about? Why don't you, amen? And God has a way of whipping your behind. Have I got a witness? When you're out there taking the place up, amen. God has a way of getting to you, amen. God has a way of bringing things to your remembrance of how good he's been and how he's taking care of you. And the same, amen, that you had and you didn't have anymore. Has anybody ever been that place where you was riding high and you found yourself down, amen, and you think to yourself, how in the world did I get myself into this situation? Verse 16, he says, he was faint. In other words, Dr. Lindsay didn't have nothing to eat. And so he saw what the pigs was eating. He said, I'm going to die. Lord have mercy. If I don't eat something. And verse 16 says, he said, he was faint, had filled his belly with a husk that the swine did eat. Come on now. And no man gave what? In other words, he was down and out. He was broke. He was lost. He was disgraced. He was embarrassed. Anybody ever got embarrassed with a place where you were and you fell from the grace and you're in a place, amen, that you knew you should not be dealing with the animals and the situation that God did not intend for you to be? And you're in that situation, Lord have mercy. You have time to reflect. Have I got a witness, Lord have mercy? Dr. Sykes, I can just imagine that being a seed fed to pig, Lord have mercy. and he was looking around and he asked somebody, hey man, you got any bread, or you got any food, amen, to help a brother or sister out, amen. And they turned their nose up to him and walked on by, amen. And after about the second or third time, he was real hungry. So he sat down and next to the pig in the slop, amen. And as the pig went down to eat it, he went down to eat it too. I got a witness, amen. As the pig chewed it up, amen. He chewed it up too. And then he realized that I'm in a place with a pig eating no better than a pig. After I've lived such a large life in the house of God, with the people of God, and because of my own ignorance and selfishness, here I am, eating, dining with the pig. Somebody walked by and said, unclean. Somebody walked by and said, look at him in the pig slop. Somebody walked by and said he did something wrong that he deserves to be in that situation. Somebody turned their back on him and said that that's why he's in that situation, because he's a person that needs to be in that situation, and there's nothing we can do about that situation. And too many times that's the attitude of the church. Too many times that's the attitude of the people around them. They say there's nothing they can do to help the situation. But if you had laid that foundation, if you had planted that seed, if you had prayed and told somebody about this Jesus, nobody would have to do anything about the situation. But they can return to their mind of who God is. And that's what's wrong with our young people now. It's because nobody has planted the seed. Nobody has told them about Jesus. So when they get to this situation, they can only turn to man, and man lets them down. And so they get frustrated with man. They get frustrated to the world. They don't know where to turn. And so what they do is they turn to more devastation, more drugs. And now that I'm broken, now that I'm poor, now that I'm eating with the swine, and nobody will help me, what they say is, now I'm going to take what's yours, it's mine. They begin to purchase weapons, and they break in and out, and they shoot and they kill, amen, because they have nowhere to turn, because nobody has planted the seed. Nobody has taken the time to find them and say, yes, you're in this situation. Yes, this is a place that God doesn't want you to be, but God so loves you enough that he would give his only begotten son, that he would shed his blood, that he would cover a multitude of sins, that no matter what you've done, God can forgive you. Turn from your wicked ways, come to God and be saved. Too many times people are planting that seed. But because the seed was planted, and I'm not going to hold you much longer. In verse 17, this verse sticks out. It says, and when he came to himself, somebody would call this the come to Jesus moment in his life. When he had came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Because somebody planted a seed and showed him God and showed him Jesus. He had the ability to reflect on the situation he was in and the situation he could be in, Lord have mercy. And I don't know about you, but that's all a young person needs. They just need a little glimpse of where God is. They just need a little glimpse of God's grace. They just need a little glimpse of God's mercy. They just need a little glimpse of God's love. And if you're planting a little bit of God's grace, and if you're planting a little bit of God's mercy, if you're planting a little bit of God's compassion, if you're planting a little God, a little bit of God's concern, amen, in a young person's life, amen. When they get to this place where it seems all hope is gone and everything is off, and they're hungry and they're down and out, and they don't know how to see a way out, they'll come to themselves. The Spirit of God will draw them and let them know to try this little love, try this little grace, try this little mercy. Understand that even though you're messed up, God will just pass your fault. See your knees. Go to Calvary's cross. Hang there. I don't have to hunger anymore. God says, I got some food for you. I got some water for you. That you never have to hunger. That you never have to thirst. Give them a little hope. Give them a little seed. Give them a little something that they can believe in. They too will be able to recognize that God's grace and God's mercy is still amazing. And if they with a sincere heart, come on now, turn from the wicked ways, and they began to seek God's grace and God's mercy. The Bible says that God will no ways turn away a broken and a contrite heart. And we got a witness today. We serve a God that designed that none would be lost. Have I got a witness today? We serve a God, good God Almighty, that loved us in spite of us. We serve a God, good God Almighty, that thought it not robbery to leave the throne of glory to come down to 42 generations to take on the clothes of a man to live and be tempted like all of us, yet without sin. That's why the songwriter can say that Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will answer till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. We need to tell the young people that God is the way, the truth, and the life. To let them know that God said, I came that you may have life and life for a bunch. Let them know that the wages of sin, yes, is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Let them know you might have some problems, you might have some struggles in this world, but Jesus has already overcome the world. Let them know that when you trust in God, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Then let them know that I don't have to be discouraged. Why should the shadow come? That his eye is on the sparrow. Then I know, I know he watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. I understand that life ain't on me. But if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. And when you begin to know him for yourself, you'll begin to sing that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, I was blind, but God stepped in. His grace, his mercy, walked me from a mighty long way. He reached way down in the muck and the mire and clay. Took the pig slop out my mouth. Big God Almighty, killed the fatted lamb. Brought me back in, put a robe on me, put a ring on my finger. Celebrated because I was lost. Now I was blind, but now I see. And it was nothing but God's grace and his mercy. Everybody's been down that road before. Might not be as bad as yours or mine, but you were lost. Still on the way to burning hell. But God has passed you for with the Calvary cross. Didn't say a mumbling word. Get his blood. Wiped you straight clean. Gave you a new lease on life. You understand what all God has done for you. How do we have the audacity to turn our back on somebody else that's in the pig slop? Somebody else is eating with the pig. How do we have the audacity to say there's nothing I can do? It's true, you don't have nothing that you can do. But you can tell them about a man, amen, that can save anybody. Somebody say, I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. If he can save a stony heart like mine, surely he can save a stony heart like yours. If he can save, amen, a wretch undone, surely he can save you. When we began to have that compassion,
thank you.
When we began to have that love for God, love for our fellow man, then we can begin to start making a difference. You won't have to wake up as early every morning about somebody being gunned down in the nightclub. Somebody being carjacked and gunned down in the street. Somebody being killed in front of the school building. Someone being tortured and raped and brutalized. We'll begin to start planting that seed. Amen. Begin to start letting people know that there's a different way, there's a better way. We trust in God. We got to start opening our mouths, church. Lord have mercy. We got to start, amen, sweeping the house, shining the light in darkness. And somebody will have a glimpse of hope or glimmer, amen, of the goodness of God. When they're in this dark place, they'll say, I know what I'll do. I'll turn to the light of God. Trust God, amen, to bring me out of this darkness into his marvelous light. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, and they'll be able to say, now I see. Amen. And they'll tell somebody else about it. Amen. And that's what we have to continue to do. We have to continue to be evangelists. Tell a good story. Tell the good news about God's amazing, amazing grace. Amen. God bless you today. Let's give God a praise, amen, for his amazing grace. Amen. Amazing grace. Oh, amen. It had to be amazing. Amen. We was in some rough places sometimes. Lord have mercy. It was some rough things sometimes. Amen. God's grace. I heard someone earlier today say, God's grace is sufficient. In other words, the God's grace is not enough to cover it all. Lord have mercy. Don't let nobody tell you about what your past. Yes. Amen. Yes. Tell them it's covered in the blood. Amen. They not looking at my righteousness, but they're looking at the righteousness of Jesus. Yes. And I'm covered in the blood. Hallelujah. Let's give y'all some more praise. Amen. There might be someone here today that doesn't know Jesus in the free body. You know, they're saying that doesn't know him. And this great God that has so much love for us and his grace and his mercy. Amen. It continues to bless us over and over again. Somebody may not have found themselves in the pig slop, eating with the pigs, but found themselves coming up short. What you need to do is turn to that light. You say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God is the light of the world. If he would shine in darkness, he would show his grace and mercy on you and forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. They're one today. But you have to make the choice. And we sing that song. So many times, choices that we make. I can't make the choice for you. Mama and daddy can't make the choice. All they can do is plant the seed. All we can do is pray and ask God to, wherever you are, that he would find you, that you would turn to God and come back, that you would be saved. So we sing choices that we make. Choices that we make, choices that we make with eternity, life is filled with choices, and we all must make choices. But the choices that we make
choices that we make will determine eternity. Choices, what are your choices? Choices, what are your choices? Will you choose the Lord today? Surrender now, let him have his way. But the choices that we make will determine eternity. Choices, what are your choices? Choices that we make. Amen. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. Now, because of his grace and mercy, we can come to the white covered table, Lord have mercy, where we can do what God has left on record for us to do. And he said to come to this table and remember him through the bread and the fruit of the vine. Amen. And we have our church covenant where we promise to live and to treat each other a certain way. Amen. I know all the people who have come through our church, from the youngest to the oldest, amen, have had a seed planted, amen, through the power of the Holy Spirit, amen. They can live out this covenant. They can live out the word of God. And they find themselves in the tough spot because the seed has been planted. They can turn to God. God's grace and mercy will pick them up, clean them up, put them back in line, and that they will be able to serve God in a manner that's pleasing in his sight. So know that your labor is not in vain. Know that your service to God is not in vain. Know that all the seed planting and the preaching and the teaching, amen, is not in vain. But it's something, amen, that is required so that that young person, that boy, that girl, whoever it might be, will get to know God and come to know him as Lord and Savior of their life. That's what it's all about, amen. That lady had 10 pieces of silver and she swept that house. She lit that candle. She looked all over the place. And when she found it, Lord have mercy, she called the neighbors over and they rejoiced because she had found that one thing. Same thing with us. Bible says heaven is like that. Amen. Heaven rejoices and is glad over one soul that is found. Amen. So let us get in that mold. Let us get in that mindset. All right. Having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, on confession of our faith, and then be baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, to be now in the presence of God, angels in this assembly, both solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another and as one body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church, and knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinance, discipline, and doctrine, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the extensions of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. We also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagement, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid our passing, backbiting, and excessive anger, to be filled with the Spirit, and not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, and to be zealous with our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. To further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember each other in prayer, to aid each other in sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy and feeling and courtesy and speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure it without delay. The more we're engaged then, when we remove from this place, we will as soon as possible unite with some of the church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Amen. It's a big covenant, a big promise that we share on the fourth Sunday. Amen. And God, for those who are continuing to carry it out in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to get ready for our communion service. We're going to ask a blessing on these elements. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another privilege and another opportunity to come to this white covered table. Thank you for leaving this on record for us to do this in remembrance of you. And so, God, we pray that you will bless this cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood shed on Calvary's cross. Bless this bread that is broken, that symbolizes your body that was broken for the remission of sin of man. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Number 9, Year of Our Lord 2023. Our May was going into the month of October, and next week, the end of this week, amen, 3 more months left in the year, amen. I know, grateful God that brought us from January all the way through, amen. Grace and mercy, thank you for celebrate 20 years. Amen. 20 years. Your grace and mercy only live in this moment. Because of you, I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy, oh, your grace and mercy for me, I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy hold me through. Your grace and mercy hold me through. I'm living this moment because of you, and I want to thank you and praise you too, because your grace and mercy hold me. Jesus, the night he was betrayed, he sat down with his disciples. He observed the Passover for the last time. And as he observed the Passover, he instituted a new covenant, a new promise in his blood. One that had been promised from the very beginning after the fall of man. That shadow with the blood of goats and bulls over and over. Sacrifice at the temple, that he would institute a new covenant, a new promise once and for all, and this would be that he would be our sacrificial lamb. The Bible says that he was the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world, that he would be a lamb, amen, that would be able to redeem us and shed blood, and that we will be redeemed eternally from sin, amen. So he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and said, this is my body, which is broken to you. Be did it in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. And in like manner, they had supped the cup of the fruit of the vine. He said, this is a new cup in my blood that was shed for the remission of sin of me. And often that you drink it, take it in remembrance of me for the strength of the devil. Amen. Amen. The record said they did not give a benediction, but they sang a hymn and went out into the mount of honor. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died. And I know it was the blood. Oh, let's say goodbye to all the folks. That's what we'll see again on next week.